Say, it's time for...
All Sweet.
Did you hear what the lady said?
I said, All Sweet. All Sweet is the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. Swift, All Sweet Margarine invites you to meet the meat. It's the dawn of a new day in the little white house with the green shutters, and the dawn of a new problem, a Peggy problem.
Hey, Peggy.
Yes, Daddy?
Hey, Peggy, dear. Look, I've got to talk to you. It's very urgent.
Jesus, what's the matter?
Well, do you have anything planned for tomorrow night?
No, not that I know of.
Well, then, dear, you've got a date to go to the movies. Mr. Barker insists on it.
A date with Mr. Barker?
No, with Oliver Oliphant.
Who's Oliver Alphonse?
Well, he's visiting in Civic Center for a couple of days.
Well, why should I go to the movies with him?
Because Mr. Barker is trying to get a big contract from his father, and it will help if we are nice to Oliver while he's in town. That's why.
Oh, gee, Daddy, you know I'd do anything in the world for you, but, well, after all, Harold and I are going steady. And it just wouldn't be right for me to go to a movie with another boy. You wouldn't want Harold and me to be broken up.
Well, no, dear, but I wouldn't want Mr. Barker to be broken up either, because he's liable to break me up into little pieces.
But, Daddy, how does Mr. Barker know Oliver Oliphant will like me?
Well, because Mr. Barker has met him, and Oliver told him that he'd like to meet a girl who is intelligent, good-looking, modest, and a bright conversationalist, and above all, intelligent. Yes, naturally, Mr. Barker thought of you.
Well, Daddy, I could do it, I suppose. But how can I explain it to Harold?
Well, do you have to? Oliver Oliphant will leave town the morning after your date.
But then maybe Harold wouldn't know.
That's right.
Well, still, it isn't exactly fair to Harold.
Well, perhaps not.
On the other hand, a good soldier gains his objective, come what may.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I'll do it.
Well, thank you, dear. Thank you very much.
That's all right, Daddy. If I were you and you were me and I worked for Mr. Barker and he asked you to ask me to go out with some boy, you'd go.
I not only would go, I'm going.
You are?
To work, that is.
Well, there's somebody at the back door. I'll answer.
Hey, all right, dear. Well, goodbye.
Bye, Daddy.
Hiya, Peggy.
Why, Harold, what are you doing here?
Peg, the swellest thing just happened.
What, Harold?
Look what my dad just gave me.
Well, what are they, Harold? They look like tickets.
That's exactly what they are, tickets. To the basketball game between the Civic Center All-Stars and the Middleburg Merchants.
Really? Oh, gosh, Harold, that's going to be the best game of the season.
You bet it is. It'll be a pip, and we're going to see it.
Oh, Harold, that's wonderful. The game is tonight, isn't it?
Well, it was supposed to be tonight, Peg, but it's been postponed until tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
That's right.
Oh, Harold, this is awful.
Well, what's the matter, Peg?
Everything is the matter. I can't go to the game tomorrow.
What do you mean you can't go? Of course you can go. You said yesterday you weren't going to do anything tomorrow night.
I know, but something has come up.
What kind of something? Gosh, it must be pretty important if you'd rather do whatever it is than go to this basketball game.
Oh, I'd much rather go to the game, but I made a promise to do this other thing.
What's all the mystery about, Peg? What is the other thing?
Oh, I'm sorry, Hal, but I can't tell you.
Why not?
I just can't, that's all.
Now, just a minute, Peggy. Are we going steady or aren't we?
Of course we are.
Well, then, when you say you can't go out with me, I got a right to know why.
But, Harold,
are you going to tell me why you can't go to the game or aren't you?
Harold, please, I'd like to tell you, but if I do, you'd be even more angry than if I don't.
Okay, Peg, okay. If that's the way you want it, that's the way it'll be. I can always find someone else to take to the game.
Harold, you mean you'd take another girl?
You bet I would.
Oh, I think you're just horrible.
So what? Just remember, Peggy Meek, there's more fish in the sea than have ever been caught.
I know. And you're just the kind of a boy a poor fish would go for. You worm.
Now, I don't know whether it's because cranberries are so cheery and red or because they're more plentiful right about now. We usually think of them as an accompaniment for that holiday turkey. And, of course, they do add zip and zing to old Mr. Gobbler. But it's high time you thought of other uses for their delicious tartness. A cranberry coffee cake, split while warm and fragrant and spread with all sweet margarine, is one of the nicest ways we know of to say good morning to your favorite family any day in the week. And then there are cranberry muffins. Spread them while piping hot with all sweet so they get the benefit of its delicate natural flavor. And of course, all sweet will help step up the flavor of other dishes too. Fluffy mashed potatoes, green peas, sauce for cauliflower. And you'll always want to have plenty of all sweet on the table as the perfect tasting spread for hot rolls or biscuits. Yes, ma'am, you'll be wise to head your grocery list with All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Jill, what am I going to do? I can't let Harold go to the basketball game with another girl, especially Caroline Burr.
Yeah, when old Brigham back alive, Caroline traps a man. They stay trapped. Gosh, can't you get out of going to the movies with this Oliver Oliphant?
No, I promised Daddy.
Well, in that case, I guess there's nothing you can do but go to them.
Hey, Paige, wait a minute, I thought it.
What?
Listen, your date with Oliver Oliphant is a blind date, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
You don't know him, and he doesn't know you.
Well, yes, but what about it?
Well, in that case, there's nothing to worry about. You go to the basketball game with Harold, and I'll go to the movies with this Oliver character.
Oh, but Jill, Oliver's expecting to go to the movies with me.
All right, so I'm you.
You're me.
Begin.
Oh!
Oliver never met either of us, and he wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah, but what if my father or Mr. Barker found out that you went out with Oliver pretending to be me?
Oh, how would they know? Oliver's leaving Civic Center the morning after your date with him, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, I'll go and see him right after school this afternoon, and I'll tell him I'm you, and that I wanted to meet him before we went out together. And then I'll tell him I'll meet him at the movie house instead of having him call for me, or rather you at my house. I mean your house. It's a sin. You just leave everything to me.
Okay, Jill. But for heaven's sakes, when you meet Oliver Oliphant, remember that he likes the intellectual type. Make an impression on him.
Oh, don't worry. I'll make an impression on him, even if I have to hit him over the head with the Encyclopedia Britannica.
So, Peggy has agreed to go out with Oliver Oliphant tomorrow night, ain't he?
Oh, yes, Mr. Barty. Peggy was happy to do it.
Well, that's a load off my mind. I was worried for a little while that we might lose Oliver.
Lose him?
That's what I said, Meek. Lose him. Do you realize that one of our competitors, who shall be nameless, got wind of Oliver Oliphant visiting the Civic Center and had the same idea I did?
Is that so?
Yes. This competitor wanted to get Oliver a date with his daughter tomorrow night and be the one who got in good with Mr. Oliphant. But I guess we fixed him, eh, Meek?
Yes, sir.
We certainly did. You know, I'd give a lot to see Jim Donovan's face when he finds out that Oliver is going out with Peggy and not that daughter of his, Jill.
Hello, Jill.
Hello, Peg. Come in.
Well, Jill?
Well, what? Did you see Oliver Oliphant?
Yes, he saw Maddie at the school.
And did it work? It was the same.
Oh, tell me all about it.
There's nothing much to tell. I told him I was Peggy Meeks, the girl he had a date to go to the movies with tomorrow night. That's all.
What's Oliver like?
He's kind of a chowderhead, but he's cute. Of course, he's a much older man.
He is?
Oh, yes. He must be close to 17.
Did you impress him with your intelligence?
Impress him? Listen, Oliver Oliphant thinks Isaac Newton was a low-grade moron compared to Peggy Meeks.
Really?
Sure. I opened up on him with a discussion of Swinburne.
Swinburne? You mean the poet? Is that what he was?
Oh, I couldn't remember. Anyhow, when I polished off Swinburne, I pitched in the music of Rembrandt and the paintings of Beethoven.
Oh, but Jill, Beethoven was the composer and Rembrandt was the artist.
So what? Who knows that?
Everybody does.
Well, I don't. Anyway, I tossed in a lot of Latin for good measure. Magna cum laude, e pluribus unum. You know, stuff like that.
And Oliver was impressed.
I'm telling you, I had him hanging on the rope. He asked me if all the girls in Civic Center were like me.
What did you say?
I told him, of course they weren't. I told him about it. Jill Donovan, for example.
Oh, what did you say about yourself?
I told him Jill Donovan was good-looking, a good sport, a lot of fun, a swell dancer, and the life of the party, but that she wasn't the intellectual type at all.
Gosh, Peggy, you should have heard how I ran myself down.
What did he say?
Not a thing. He just asked one question.
What question?
He wanted to know if Jill Donovan had a telephone.
Jill? Oh, Jill? Are you home?
Yes, Father. I'm in the living room with Peggy.
Oh. Hello, Peggy.
Hello, Mr. Donovan.
Jill. Were you planning to do anything tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, Father?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, as a matter of fact, I was thinking about going to the movies.
Well, you're going to stay home.
Stay home? But Mr. Donovan, Jill has to go.
We're having a very important dinner guest tomorrow, Jill. It's a young man who's coming especially to meet you.
A young man? To meet me?
Yes. He called me at the office and said he'd heard I have a very interesting daughter and would like to meet her. Well, it so happens that this young man's father has a very important contract to give either to Walker Barker's company or to mine. So I want you to be nice to him.
Father? Is this young man named Oliver Oliphant?
Well, yes. Well, how did you know?
Oh, my God. Oh, Father, are you sure he's coming here to dinner? Are you sure he doesn't have another date or something?
Well, as a matter of fact, he did mention something about another date, but he said he'd stand the other girl up. He said this other girl was too intellectual. I don't know what he was talking about.
Oh, but, Father, you
Excuse
don't...
Excuse me, Jill. I've got to tell your mother about tomorrow night.
I guess she's out here in the kitchen.
Leave everything to me, huh?
Now, Peggy.
I'll take care of everything. It's a cinch.
But, gosh, Peg, you were the one who told me Oliver liked intellectual.
Why did you have to overdo it? And why did you have to bring up Jill Donovan? Now, when Oliver Oliphant comes here to dinner tomorrow night and finds out that you're really Jill Donovan and not Peggy Meek, Mr. Barker won't stand a chance of getting a contract from Mr. Oliphant.
Neither will my father.
Oh, Jill, we've got to do something. You simply can't be here tomorrow night when Oliver Oliphant shows up for dinner.
But you heard my father, Peg. I'll have to be here.
Then we're ruined. Utterly and completely ruined.
Hey, Peg, if there was just some way you could pretend to be me and be here for dinner tomorrow night, well, my father wouldn't stand for that.
Wait a minute, Jill.
What?
What if Oliver Oliphant came to my house tomorrow night for dinner instead of coming here?
Huh?
He doesn't know the Donovans from the Meeks, does he? The only person he's seen is you, and he thinks you're me.
Well,
I'll go home and explain everything to my father and mother. I'll tell them we'll have to get Oliver over to our house tomorrow night, that the Meeks will have to pretend that we're the Donovans.
But, Peg, what about Harold and the basketball game? If you're staying here tomorrow night pretending to be me, then Harold will take Caroline Bird of that game.
Oh, I know, Jill. The bottom may drop out of everything for Harold and me. But at least the Meeks will have a roof over their heads.
And so there's only one thing to do, Father. We've got to pretend that we're the Donovans tomorrow night and get Oliver Oliphant over here to dinner.
Well, but Peggy, dear, Mr. Barker thinks Oliver Oliphant is going out with you tomorrow night.
I know, Daddy, but if Oliver wants to go out with Jill, it's better if I'm Jill than if Jill is Jill.
Maybe I'm Jill is you.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Father, it's obvious. If Oliver finds out Jill is Jill and not me, then he'll know that Jill pretended to be me because I didn't want to go out with him, because I wanted to go to the basketball game with Harold. And that'll make him mad, and he'll tell his father, who'll tell Mr. Barker, who'll fire you. You follow me?
Oh, I'm still back at the basketball game, Miss Harold.
Oh, what?
But, and I don't, please, don't try to explain again. Oh. I'll just have to trust your judgment, Peggy.
Believe me, Father, I know what I'm doing.
Well, if you say the only thing to do is to be the Donovans, then we'll be the Donovans.
Peggy, are you home?
Oh, there's Mother. We'd better explain it to her.
Yeah.
We're in here, Mother.
Oh, my, but I'm tired.
Mother, Daddy and I have something rather urgent to discuss with you.
You have, dear? What?
Oh, perhaps you'd better explain, Father.
And I'll try.
Explain what?
Well, you see, it's a rather long and complicated story, dear.
Well, if it's long and complicated, there's something I must tell Peggy first.
Something you must tell me, Mother?
Yes, dear. While I was out shopping, I ran into Harold.
Harold Harbinger and I are not speaking, Mother.
I know. And he felt very badly about having quarreled with you. Especially since the basketball game he wanted you to go to has been postponed again.
Postponed again?
Mm-hmm. Until a week from tomorrow night. Well, the point is that Harold was so sorry about having had a fight with you that I took it upon myself to do something about it.
What do you mean, Mother?
Well, dear, I think you and Harold should make up. So I invited Harold over to dinner tomorrow night.
Hello, Mrs. Meek.
Oh.
Say, is that a look of perplexity I detect on your charming face?
Well, to tell you the truth, Mr. Weigel, I was pondering over something, but I know you can help me.
Whatever I can do, Mrs. Meek.
Well, Peggy and Harold Harbinger had a little misunderstanding, so I invited Harold over to dinner tomorrow night, and I just thought maybe, that perhaps you could sort of give me an idea for a particularly man-pleasing supper. You know, Mr. Weigel, the way to a man's heart?
Mrs. Meek, I not only get the drift, but I've got the perfect solution, too. First off, get in plenty of all-sweet margarine, that first-class assistant to Dan Cupid. Then, if you'll southern fry some chicken in melted all-sweet, you'll have an Old South romance radiating in no time. All-sweet turns out the most crispy, golden brown chicken you ever tasted. And be sure to have plenty of golden all-sweet on the table, ready to melt into some of those wonderful hot biscuits you make. Remember, all sweet is at its most delicious best when spread on hot bread, hot rolls. Then, if you top off that meal with, say, a mellow lemon meringue pie, also made extra tender and tempting with all sweet, I'd say that a certain young man will be plenty pleased.
Oh, Mr. Weigel, I knew you'd fix things up just right. How can I ever thank you?
Just have me over for a meal like that sometime. That's the finest thanks I can get. So long, Mrs. Meek. Be seeing you.
Peggy, darling, this just isn't going to work. Jill is you and you, Jill, the Meeks of the Donovans, the Meeks. And on top of that, we have to have two different boys at dinner and can't let either of them know the other one is here. Peggy, dear, it just won't work.
It will work, Mother. It has to.
Oh, but of all the ridiculous things. Dinner for Oliver Oliphant in the dining room and a wiener roast for Harold in the backyard. How can you entertain both of them?
I'll manage, Mother. I'll spend a few minutes with Harold in the backyard, then a few minutes with Oliver in the dining room, and vice versa.
But, Peggy, a wiener roast in the backyard in December. You and Harold will freeze.
Now, Mother, stop worrying. I do wish Harold would get here so I could usher him out in the bath before Oliver calls.
Well, I only hope it. Peggy, look out the window. Isn't that your father driving up in the driveway now?
Well, it is, Father. And Oliver Oliphant is with him. Oh, Mother, this is terrible.
What's so terrible about it?
Mother, don't you see? Oliver can't be in the house when Harold arrives.
Well, it looks as though he's going to be, whether you want him to or not.
Oh, but he can't be. He simply can't. If he is, Harold and Oliver will see each other. Mother, the plan is changed.
Changed? How?
Oliver has to have the wiener roast in the backyard, and Harold will have dinner in the house.
But Peggy...
Mother, it's the only way to keep Harold and Oliver from meeting. Now, as soon as Daddy and Oliver come in, you take Daddy into the other room and explain.
Oh, Peggy, dear, this is the most fancy.
Come in, Oliver, my boy. Come in.
Well, thank you, Mr. Donovan.
This is Oliver Elephant. I mean, Oliphant.
Oh, well, how do you do, Oliver?
Hello, Mrs. Donovan.
And this is my daughter.
Oh, hello, Jill.
Hello, Oliver.
By the way, dear, huh? Will you step into the other room with me for a moment? There's been another change in signal.
Oh, we're coming, dear. Quarterback has to know the signal.
Well, Oliver, shall we go?
Go?
Out into the backyard.
The backyard? What for?
Oh, for dinner.
What?
We're having a wiener roast in the backyard. Didn't Daddy tell you?
No. As a matter of fact, he mentioned something about fried chicken in the dining room.
He did? Well, that's strange. I wonder whatever gave him that idea.
Oh, but isn't it a little cold for a weenie roast? The weatherman said it would be below freezing tonight.
Why, a weenie roast is just the thing on a beautiful Indian summer evening like this.
Indian summer evening? Whew, the only kind of an Indian that would call this a summer evening would be an Eskimo.
Would you care for another hot dog, Oliver?
No, thank you. It's kind of hard to eat them with my gloves on. Aren't you cold, Jill?
Cold? Don't be silly. I feel fine.
Then what are your teeth chattering for?
Oh, that's just nerves.
Hey, what was that?
What was what?
Didn't you feel anything?
No.
It felt like a raindrop.
A raindrop? Don't be silly. It isn't going to rain.
Oh, no? Then what's all this wet stuff that's falling? Just a heavy dew?
Oh, I guess it is rain, all right. But don't let that break up the party. Now, I suggest
that we go into the house.
And spoil our wiener roast?
But what good are hot dogs when rain keeps washing the mustard away?
Well, Oliver, you wait right here. There's an umbrella on the back porch. I'll get it.
Oh, brother.
My gracious, isn't this fun?
Peggy, is that you on the back porch?
Yes, Daddy. I came in for the umbrella. Is Harold in the house?
Yes, and you'd better come in for a few minutes. He's beginning to think something's wrong.
I can't come in right now, Daddy. I've got to stay out in the backyard with Oliver. Well, I don't think he's very happy.
Jill!
Oh, here he comes. Father, you go back in and entertain Harold until I can find a way to get rid of Oliver.
Well, I thought you drowned away. Drowning. Well, I'll see you later. I'll try to keep Harold happy.
Jill, are you there?
Yes, Oliver. I'm right here. But let's go back outside. I've got an umbrella.
Jill, Miss Donovan, please may I go into the house?
Oh, go in the house?
And use the telephone.
Oh, but we don't have a telephone.
No telephone? I thought everyone had a telephone these days.
Not my father. He's old-fashioned. He thinks the telephone won't last. But we could go down to Green's drugstore and use the payphone there.
All right.
And while we're there, we can have a nice big dish of ice cream for dessert.
Ice cream? Oh, in my condition, all I want for dessert is a big bowl of hot soup.
Oliver, do you think you'll have another bowl of hot soup when you finish that one?
I wouldn't be at all surprised.
Well, in that case, will you please excuse me while I go telephone send my father a telegram and tell him where I am. I'll be right back.
Okay. Oh, they sure have strange customs in Civic Center.
Well, look who's here.
Hello, Oliver, my boy.
Oh, hello, Mr. Barker.
Well, you certainly have a lot of soup bowls stacked up there in front of you. You must be hungry.
No, no, sir. I'm not hungry. I'm just trying to warm up after the weenie roast.
Weenie roast? Who in the world would hold a weenie roast on a cold, rainy night like this?
The Donovan.
The Donovan?
Yes, sir. They're very strange people, the Donovan.
You mean to tell me that you had dinner at the Donovan's tonight?
Well, in a manner of speaking, I had dinner there. I ate off one of the fingers of my glove, thinking it was a hot dog.
And you didn't see Peggy Meek tonight?
No, sir.
Oh, Meek did lose you after all, eh? Well, I'm going to see him about this right away.
Oh, Mr. Barker, where are you going? Oh, my gosh, this is like being in another world. Waiter, could I have another bowl of soup?
Gee whiz, Mrs. Meek, what do you suppose Peggy is?
Well, I'm sure I don't know, Harold. I've looked all over the backyard for her.
The backyard? What would she be doing out there?
Yeah, telephone, Agatha.
I'll answer it, Mortimer. There's someone at the door, Mortimer. Will you see who it is?
Yes, dear. Excuse me, Harold.
Yes, sir. I still don't understand about Peggy's not being here.
Yeah.
Meek!
Mr. Barker.
What have you got to say to yourself, Meek?
Well, I...
I'll do the talking. Meek, I just saw Oliver Oliver. He told me he had dinner at the Donovan.
Oh, but he didn't...
You miserable, good-for-nothing little pipsqueak. You and that daughter of yours let Oliver Oliver slip right through your fingers. Now you go back home in the morning and tell his father how the Donovan entertained him, and Jim Donovan will get Mr. Oliver's business.
But, Mr. Barker...
Meek, I have only one thing more to say to you, and that's to remind you that tomorrow is payday.
Yes, sir, I know.
But what you don't know is that it's your last payday. Signed, conclusively yours, Walter J. Barker.
Jesus, my gracious. Agatha.
Oh, Peggy on the telephone. Peggy, Mrs. Meek?
Well, where was she calling from, dear?
Green drugstore. She's down there with Oliver.
Did I understand you to say that Peggy was down at the corner drugstore with some other fella?
Yes, Harold, but now...
So that's it. I'm invited to dinner so Peggy and I can patch up our quarrel, and she's out with another man before we get to the first patch.
Now, Harold, Peggy is...
Don't try to explain, Mr. Meek. I understand the situation only too clearly, and I never want to see Peggy again as long as I live.
Well, Harold, you're not leaving.
I certainly am. Goodbye.
But you haven't eaten dinner, and we have fried chicken.
Jeez. And after what Mr. Barker just said, we also have a cooked goose.
Oh, gosh, the soup isn't warming me up at all. I wish... Peggy Meek.
You must be mistaken. My name is Oliver Oliver. I didn't recognize you behind that soup bowl.
Peggy, you're just the person I've been wanting to see.
What about Oliver?
I'm sorry about standing you up tonight, but if you'd do me the honor of going out with me now, I'd like to take you somewhere.
You would? Oh, where would you like to go?
Let's go sit right next to a radiator in the public library and have a nice, long, intellectual discussion.
Well, we pluribus unum, what are we waiting for?
Well, magna cum laude. Let's go.
Well, that's strange. He was sitting right here eating soup. I wonder what happened to him. Oh, my gosh, look who's coming. Harold. Harold, what are you doing here?
Don't speak to me, Peggy Meek. I came in here to drown my sorrow in a chocolate sundae. Alone.
Drown your sorrow? Over what?
Over the fact that you're out with another man. I mean, Oliver.
Oh, but Harold, I'm not out with anyone named Oliver. Not anymore, now.
Don't try to kid me, Peggy Meek. I know you're... Hey, you are alone, aren't you?
Well, of course I am.
Well, gee, I guess you couldn't be out with another man if you were alone, could you?
Well, I don't see how that would be possible.
Gosh, then do you suppose we could, well, become reconciled?
I don't see why not. After all, what's the fun of quarreling if we can't kiss and make up? Good morning, everybody. My, isn't it a lovely day?
Lovely. lovely.
You were both asleep when I got home last night, so I guess you don't know. Everything worked out beautifully. Harold and I patched up our quarrel, and Jill just called me up and said that she and Oliver met in the drugstore last night, just before Harold and I did, and off they went to the library on a date. Isn't that wonderful?
Wonderful.
And Jill let Oliver think he was me, and he still doesn't know, and everything's fine.
Yeah, just fine, Peggy. Mr. Barker's out of a contract, I'm out of a job, and your mother's out of sorts. But I'm certainly glad you think everything is fine.
Oh, now, who could that be at the door so early?
I don't know. I'll answer it.
Morning, Meek.
Oh, Mr. Barker.
Meek, I've got to hand it to you.
My last paycheck.
Oh, no.
No?
Meek, you're a smarter man than I thought you were.
Knowing what you think of me, that's not much of a compliment.
It was a stroke of genius letting Oliver Oliphant go over to the Donovans last night when you found out they were going to have a wiener roast.
It was?
You knew Oliver Oliphant would be miserable standing around outside in the cold and rain eating wieners.
I did?
And it wasn't until Oliver escaped from Jill Donovan and went to the library with Peggy that he began to have a good time.
Really?
As a result, I just had a call from Mr. Oliphant giving me that contract. He said he wouldn't have a thing to do with people who treated his son the way that Donovan treated Oliver. Meek, why didn't you tell me that was the scheme you had up your sleeve?
Well, you see, Mr.
It took skill, Meek. It took forethought and daring. Yes, and imagination, too. Meek, you have more imagination than any man I know.
No, Mr. Barker. There's one man who has much more imagination than I have. But I don't think I'd better mention this. I mean, his name.
Say, with Christmas coming down the holiday highway like 60, I'll bet my boots you're busy as a little beaver these days, right? And with time at such a premium, it's nice to know that Allsweet, America's best-liked margarine, is so convenient to use. Without fuss or bother, Allsweet's delicate natural flavor readily imparts a mellow, savory goodness to holiday cakes, cookies, pies, and other treats. And it's quick and easy to tint Allsweet to a cheery, tempting yellow. For delicious, nutritious table use on vegetables, potatoes, bread, biscuits, pancakes, and waffles. Of course, if you live in one of the many states whose laws permit the sale of colored margarine, you can buy yellow Allsweet in solid or quarter pounds. Yes, it's easy and convenient, economical and nutritious to use grand-tasting Allsweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
But Mortimer, I can't understand you're wanting to drive 200 miles to visit Aunt Clara.
Hmm.
You never used to like to take the trip in the winter. You always said the roads are too dangerous.
Yeah, well, I know, dear, I know. But I think it would be much more dangerous for us to stay home this weekend.
Dangerous to stay... Why?
Because Mr. Barker just told me that Oliver Oliphant and his father are coming to spend the weekend in Civic Center.
Meet the Meek, starring Forrest Lewis and Beryl Vaughn, is a Les Weinrot production. Today's script was written by Sherman Marks and directed by Homer Heck. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when... Allsweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, again invite you to Meet the Meek. This is John Weigel speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.